The so-called Super Tuesday contest could give Donald Trump a virtual glide path to the Republican nomination.
People are so tired of these politicians. It's all talk, no action. We are going to make America great again. We're going to win, win, win.
And tomorrow, this campaign goes national.
Similarly, Hillary Clinton could emerge as the presumptive Democratic nominee. Her challenger, Senator Bernie Sanders, insists the battle is far from over and is sticking to his message.
The middle class of this country has been shrinking, and almost all new income and wealth has been going to the top 1%.
Donald Trump will never be the Republican nominee.
Republican contenders, meanwhile, hope to halt or at least slow Trump's momentum. Marco Rubio hopes to capitalize on a strong debate performance last week.
This is not a game where you draw maps
and
around.
You don't know what it is.
What is your plan?
We are not going to let the conservative movement and the party of Ronald Reagan and the party of Abraham Lincoln be taken over by a first-rate con artist.
Rubio's won nothing. He couldn't get elected dog catcher in Florida. They hate him in the state of Florida.
Ever a lightning rod for controversy, Trump is drawing sharp criticism from Democrats, too. Clinton's dominating victory in South Carolina's Democratic primary allows her to pivot towards a general election campaign message.
We don't need to make America great again. America has never stopped being great. But we do need to make America whole again. Instead of building walls, we need to be tearing down barriers.
Whether lauded, vilified, or mocked, Trump continues to dominate headlines and consume an oversized portion of America's political oxygen. Being at the center of the storm has served him well so far and will be put to the test once again on Tuesday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.